You know, it's been a topsy-turvy NFL season, but one thing is for sure. When Aaron Rodgers tells you to relax, you better relax. 4-0 since those comments. Brian, as Brian Caribou joins us from CheeseheadTV.com, I don't know, I didn't like the whole R-E-L-A-X, man. I didn't like the whole thing. I just didn't. I'm a grumpy old man, whatever. But it's worked. Rodgers knew that this team was better than a 1-2 record. Rodgers knew that this team had the offensive weapons, the defensive pieces in place. We are seeing some dominating performances the last couple of weeks. A close one in Miami, but that Vikings game and a game against a very good Panther team. He told us to relax. I'm doing anything he says at this point. What a win yesterday, Brian. My goodness.
Yeah, since those comments, the Packers are not only 4-0, it's four straight games for Aaron Rodgers with at least three interceptions and three touchdowns and zero interceptions. I reversed it there for a second. But that just shows how dominant he's been since those comments. And, I'm right there with you. It's hard not to listen to him right now. He's playing at a Pro Bowl level. You know, he's getting the Packers points on the scoreboard and at the same time not turning the football over, which is, you know, just, you know, so big to the Packers defense as well. They're not left with having to defend a short field anytime because of some interception or fumble. It's been really remarkable, the good play of Aaron Rodgers lately.
You know, the NFL, everybody's so invested into it as fans, and there's so few games, just 16 in the season, that, and I think every fan base is guilty of this. You start off 1-2, you get very concerned, very worried. You've experienced more losses than wins at that point. But then you put together a string like this, and then you start hearing things like, well, Aaron Rodgers is playing better than the year that he won the MVP, and this team put the dominating performance together like you would have saw in the Super Bowl year of 1996. Are we now too far at the other end of the extreme, saying this team is too good, calling them the best in the NFL, or is that what they are? Are they a top, not just 10-5 team, but a top 3-2-1 team right now?
Yeah, it's tough to say. They're definitely one of the NFL's hottest teams right now. You know, you look at the beginning of the season and they go out to Seattle, the defending Super Bowl champion, and kind of get put in their place that game. Since that time, Seattle has looked very vulnerable now, losing two in a row. So it's really, you know, are the Packers on par with them? Have they overtaken them? I guess that's why you play 16 games over the course of a season. You know, at one point the Packers didn't look good. Now they're hot. Are they going to go undefeated the rest of the season? Boy, I would say that would be a long shot. The way they're playing right now, you make the think in the back of your mind, wow, it's perhaps a possibility. But, you know, it's just after seeing years and years and years of football, you know that just, you know, the fluke things happen along the way. But this team is definitely a playoff team. You can just see from the talent level on the field that they're very talented and very capable of winning their division and going on a run. I guess the question becomes, are they a Super Bowl team? We'll find out.
The Packers offense last 4 weeks, 38, 42, 27, 38. But the defense has really been shining lately as well. Without Sam Shields yesterday, still playing. They almost had, until it turned into a preseason game again in the fourth quarter, they almost had as flawless of a game as you can have, especially stopping Cam Newton and their running game. Now, was this just a tired Panthers team coming in after the five-quarter tie, or has Dom Capers finally figured out what to do with this version of this defense?
I think Dom Capers is starting to find out what to do. The season started slow for the defense, obviously, but you know, since they've been on this winning streak, it just seems to keep getting better and better for them. And you know, a guy who had been struggling perhaps a little bit, Clay Matthews, he comes out, he puts a ton of pressure on the quarterback, and it really got good defensive play from all levels of the defense, from the defensive line with those stops on third and one, with the linebackers and Clay Matthews getting pressure, to the secondary, Casey Hayward grabbing an interception for the second consecutive game. everything seems to be clicking right now, and the Packers looking like a better defense than they were a year ago, 2 years ago. They're just figuring how to use that personnel right now, and Dom Capers is figuring it out.
Talking with Brian Carvu from CheeseheadTV.com after the Packers 38-17 victory over the Panthers yesterday. Packers improved now to 5-2. You know what has been going on this season? Beginning of the year, Aaron Rodgers kind of gets called out a little bit. He responds. Eddie Lacy, are you okay? He comes back with that big game against Minnesota. Clay Matthews gets criticized. He is a great game. The Packers are answering the call. Who should we criticize this week?
Boy, after the game against the Panthers, there's not many people to criticize out there. Perhaps you want that Packers run game to get going even more. You know, Eddie Lacy's only had that one 100-yard game the whole season. Maybe you want to see him get a little more dominant on the ground. But, boy, that's nitpicking from me after that performance yesterday. I mean, Eddie Lacy and James Starks both averaged over 5 yards a carry. I mean, add them both up, it's one very good running game. So I don't know. Criticize Aaron Rodgers some more so he keeps playing well.
The Packers now have a tough test ahead of them. They play a Saints team who blew it. They flat out blew it against Detroit yesterday. The game's in New Orleans. It's Sunday night. We'll have our coverage this Sunday, 5 o'clock, 7:30 the kick, right here on K107.1. I am concerned about this game. You're going to New Orleans. They're much better at home than they are on the road. They're coming off a bad loss. They're going to need a win to save the season in New Orleans. Where are your concerns regarding this one? Because at first glance, I'm very trepidatious.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. The Saints have always, under Drew Brees and Sean Payton, have been a tough team there at home in New Orleans. This will be a very good status check of where the Packers are heading into the bye. Perhaps a loss would gain them some focus a little bit. They're probably very heady right now. They'll bring them back down to earth if they were to lose, but they're so hot right now. Who knows if they can lose on the road, but it'll be interesting to see how they stack up with the other elites of the NFC heading into the bye.
We got a few more days before that happens later in the weekend, so enjoy the Packers win yesterday. Soak this one up a little bit. The Packers looking very good, improving to 5-2. And get all the pregame and postgame all season long from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, thanks again for your time. We'll talk to you later this week.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.